Thursday, Toldos, Shir 287. Next pasuk is Perek Chav Beis, pasuk Yud Beis. David HaMelech continues, Al Tirchak Mimeni, don't be merachik yourself from me, Ki Tzara Kreva Ki Einizer, because the Tzara is very close to me, and there's no one that can help besides you. So this is a tefillah that many people would daven when they're in a tzara. But David HaMelech is telling you the key to how you can attain a Yeshua. How can a person tell their Rabbeinu Shlomo Al Tirchak Mimeni? Ki tzara kreiva. Okay, what's the pshat? What's the secret? How is a person able to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to be merachik? So there's really two aspects to it. One is in this week's parsha. The reason why the Rabbeinu Shlomo made the imahos akaris, the Gemara says, is in order because the Rabbeinu Shlomo's misavel tefilas and shel tzadikim. Hashem wants the tefillah of tzadikim. Now, really, you could ask, what do you mean? Yitzchak Avinu didn't daven. Yeah, Avraham Avinu didn't daven. Teretz says there's a special kind of tefillah that a person has based tzara. When there's a situation of tzara, the tefillah is much more powerful. So David HaMelech is saying, Al tirchakim ani ki tzara kreva. I feel that the tzara is very close. I feel that there's a big tzara. And so number one, that's one aspect of why the Rabbeinu Shlomo won't be meruchik. Because when you daven with a hargosha, that it's tzara kreva, meaning you really turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Basically, there's really two aspects to tefillah. One is the way you turn to the Rabbeinu Shlomo, meaning how much tuned in are that you have to come on to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And one is that you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that could help you. Meaning there's the tzairich, there has to be a big tzairich, a big need. That's one reason why a person turns to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And then you have to realize that that need can only be fulfilled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the two aspects of proper tefillah. So that's these two aspects that David HaMelech is mentioning here, whether he's quoting Esther HaMalka or he's quoting Klal Yisrael, but he's mentioning these two aspects. Al tirchak imeni, don't be far away from me. Number one, ki tzara kreva. There is a close tzara, meaning I need you. The need is there. Number two, ki ein ozer. There's no one else that can help me. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a shutvis, a having both aspects of tzara kreva and ein ozer, these two ingredients are what constitutes a proper tefillah, and that's what makes a person see a Yeshua. So basically in this pasuk, it teaches us the foundation when a person wants to attain Yeshua, what he should do. He has to develop the feelings of ki tzara kreva, he's in an ace tzara, and ki ein ozer, there's no one else to turn to, which means even if you're Milvush Menesrei and your phone's ringing, you're not thinking about what's going on your phone, because whatever's going on your phone is not going to help you. Only the Rabbeinu Shlomo could help you. When you have these two attitudes together, that's what produces a proper tefillah.